Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now let's return to the budget and what it means for the tourism and hospitality sector. John Cook has been meeting with many of those working in the industry, worth over €400 million a year to the town of Killarney in County Kerry, and he's back with more reaction. John, what have publicans been saying to you?
Well, Cormac, the Vintners Federation says Budget 2021 will bring some degree of confidence to publicans facing more uncertainty after a near total shutdown for most of 2020. They're welcoming rates, waivers, VAT reductions, the COVID restrictions support scheme and its weekly cash grants for closed publicans until March of next year. Hopefully, they say this will be a bridge to a future where COVID is over and normal life resumes. Well, in Killarney, I met the local Vintners chairman, Tony McSweeney. Along with his daughter, they run the McSweeney Arms pub and restaurant and hotel. He hopes the benefits will be felt by traditional pubs in Killarney, those that don't serve food and have barely been open at all this year.
Oh, that's all. They only got 2 weeks trading, 2.5 weeks trading, and they were gone again. Some of them are trying to operate 15 outside, but that's not going to work in the long term. The evenings are getting miserable. I don't really like that, to be honest with you. I don't think it looks well.
It might look well in the sun, but not in the cold and rain in Killarney this evening, perhaps. You're worried about staff, so, and while they are applying for extra EU funding for wage subsidies, you want a higher rate of subsidy for staff that are out of work.
Bringing it back down to the 300 was a terrible mistake. It should have stayed at the 350, or possibly even increased it for higher paid staff.
I see the Vintners are talking about the rates waiver. That's good news for you until the end of the year, but maybe you would like it longer?
Well, if you don't have any money, you can't pay rates. If you're not allowed open, you can't pay rates. Personally, I think this will be a start-go for the next 18 months. You'll open for a month or two. Suddenly, you'll be told you have to close again. American Airlines executives I've been listening to on Bloomberg and everything else don't see international travel coming back till 2023. So I wouldn't be very optimistic about tourism next year or the year after, to be honest with you.
Wow, that's some straight talking for you. Killarney Vintners spokesperson Tony McSweeney with a bleak outlook for tourism next year. Anybody else there more optimistic, John?
Most of them are trying to be, Cormac, and they have to be, with thousands of jobs and families relying on tourism here in Killarney, and they'll be clinging on to the supports they can get from Budget 2021 and any message of hope and confidence as offered by the government. Earlier on, I introduced you to one of Killarney's longest-serving Jarvies and his horse.
Yeah.
Well, the iconic jaunting car experience has been developed and organised here by the Tangneys of Killarney Company, as Laura Tangney explained.
We've developed that over years now, and we've become a local tour operator of Killarney National Parklands and Lakes.
And as I was mentioning, Jarvie said to me earlier, tourism is everything in Killarney. So tourism is what you're watching out for. A €55 million tourism support scheme, €5 million tourism product development scheme. You're looking for a lot more details on those.
Yeah, that's really it. You know, they kind of were headers sent to us. But overall, I am happy. The wage subsidy being extended till the end of 2021 is great. However, I'm a little disappointed that it wasn't increased, the rate. I just feel that we could be competing with PUP when we're looking to get our workers back when restrictions hopefully lift. Is it easier for them nearly to sit at home and get their PUP of €300 or come back to work and be out in the elements?
You're hoping the restrictions support scheme might be of benefit to you as well, and overall that the VAT reduction might encourage more tourism for Killarney whenever that's allowed again.
That compensation scheme is quite interesting. Again, we just need to look at it in more depth. It's cash flow that every business needs, and that's what we don't have at the moment. So hopefully this compensation scheme will help us, and once we've cash flow, it'll allow us to get to the, maybe to the start of next year, where we can start to plan and look at to see what our business will be like for next year. But if we don't have a cash flow, we'll have a long winter ahead of us.
The government was promising us hope and some confidence today after what might have been the toughest year in 2020. How does it make you feel about 2021?
A little hope that if we can get through this winter with what the government has announced, it'll just make us that little stronger for 2021. This isn't an overnight fix, though. It is a global pandemic, and I do think it will be. We'll have probably a later start in our season. Hopefully, we'll just concentrate on our domestic market for the start of the year. And hopefully that international travel will return later on in 2021.
Yeah, an awful lot of realism in Killarney this evening. Laura Tangney running Killarney's iconic jaunting cars there. You've also been speaking with some people who work in restaurants in the craft sector, John.
Yeah, and one man who wears both hats while also representing Killarney Chamber of Commerce. He's Johnny Maguire of Brickeen Restaurant and Craft Shop on Killarney's High Street. And many in the craft industry and some of the gift shops I was speaking to in Kerry in the last few days and earlier today told me they often feel forgotten in the government's plans to revive the tourism sector after COVID-19. Johnny says that with no foreign tourists this year and domestic visitors unlikely to buy craft souvenirs, it really is another casualty of the crisis.
There was a huge drop in the craft portion of our business, but thank God the food element stayed steady.
The government has said there in the budget, I know you've been paying close attention to it today, Johnny, there is hope we will come out of this crisis. Do you feel inspired by that, or what do you make of the measures announced so far?
The one that excites me the most is the reduction in VAT, because we will pass that on directly to our customers. They're the local people who are supporting us through thick and thin, and that VAT reduction, once we get back in business in the food, we will pass that on immediately to our customers. They will see greater value in a restaurant that is already offering great value.
Beyond the government budget, you are appealing, you were saying, to customers, to people out there listening, to do their bit to support Irish businesses and the craft sector in particular through this crisis.
I would ask people, at this time of the year, with 2.5 months to go to Christmas, we have now had the government budget, let's think about the domestic budget for Christmas. Please, please support your local craft worker, he or she, wherever they are, all over Ireland. The craft sector in Ireland is on its knees. It is hugely dependent on the international visitor. They're obviously not there this year. Therefore, locals, Irish people, need forever, more ever than before, to support local this Christmas.
There you have it, a plea for local support from Johnny Maguire of Brickeen Craft Shop and Restaurant in Killarney, speaking to John Cook.